This is Neville Hobson, Monday, May the 11th, 2009, and I'm recording a couple of thoughts primarily in response to an audio boo from Abby Signorelli earlier, where she's asking for some opinions, some comments on using audio boo for internal communications. But I'm also going to reference a rather good, well, not a boo actually, this is a recording on iPadio that I saw earlier from Claire Thompson, who addressed this exact topic, and she's done a lengthy commentary, 5 minutes in fact, on iPadio, where she explores a number of areas where she says, and I don't disagree with Claire at all, audio, specifically iPadio, would work for internal communications. I mean, she mentions things like interviews, Q&A discussions, recordings of conference calls, user-generated content, a whole bunch of stuff that would work, and I don't disagree with that at all. iPadio is different to AudioBoo in a number of areas, not the least of which being the fact that you use a phone call to do it. That's not the case with AudioBoo. You're recording on the iPhone, which then uploads an MP3 file to AudioBoo's servers, whereas iPadio, you make a phone call to a number which records your voice on the server. Plus, it's loads of other functionality. It's far more of a developed service than AudioBoo is, so it's not comparing like for like. Conceptually, though, someone would use a mobile device, or in the case of iPadio, a regular phone for that matter, a landline, to make a call to a number to record something. So it's the act of the recording. To go back to Abby's point, the key thing that leapt at me from what she was saying was ease of use. That's got to be paramount, and I agree. To enable this to be simple to understand, simple to use, and so forth. The big issue, I suspect, to most companies, and yours, Abby, being one, Virgin Media, is going to be, hang on a second, you can't have employees having discussions using a public service, meaning anyone can access the recordings who've got a net connection and can reach the website. And that's true. That's the case with iPadio and with AudioBoo. So my comments really are assuming that we're talking about that and not anything either of these companies might have in development for doing something, offering something behind a firewall, for instance. So it's the public thing we're talking about. On the face of it, many people would say, well, you can't. I would argue, well, hang on a second, let's take a look at this. What is it about internal communication, day-to-day stuff in an organization? Is it really that confidential and secret? I'd argue that it's not. I'd look at it more from that kind of point also of what would this enable in terms of giving employees a framework to collaborate more effectively, to share information more easily and more readily, things like that. Would it help do that? Would it enable that, or at the very least facilitate that, depending on many other factors in the organization, not the least of which being the culture? But the simplicity definitely works. But does it mean that the company's going to provide everyone with iPhones to use AudioBoo? iPadio is simpler because it's just a phone call and you can do it from any phone. You don't need a particular device for that. But the audio quality on the AudioBoo is far superior. So these are all big questions. Conceptually, though, I think the idea of doing something like this is so compelling that as long as the confidentiality issue in particular can be addressed in a way that makes people comfortable, then the others, I'm sure, can be looked at. To me, it would be experimenting with something. Abby, that's what I would do if I were you. Get a group, experiment with something. See what's possible. See what it would let you do that is aside from the obvious. And Claire's, as I mentioned, gone into some terrific examples of some of the things you could do with audio for internal comms. So, you know, interviews, Q&As, conference calls, etc. Try some of those things, but also just general connectability between employees at different locations. And as I mentioned, iPadio offers things AudioBoo doesn't. So it's not oranges and oranges you're comparing if you directly compare the two in terms of the service. The concept is the thing. So I think it's worth exploring. It's a terrific question that Abby's asked, and Claire's done an outstanding job in articulating 5 minutes worth of stuff already on this. So, plus I see on Abby's AudioBoo post lots of text comments there too, which is great. So this is a great discussion point to kick off. So nice to start it off for Abby and Claire. So I hope these thoughts, which are not conclusive, by the way, I'm just throwing out stuff, add to that conversation. If I have anything further to think about once I've seen what everyone else is saying, I'll probably come back with some more thoughts. But here's a contribution to start with.